Welcome in, everyone. Hello, hello. In today's episode, Sarah and I are going to be discussing doTERRA's 16th birthday. And by the time you hear this episode, it is happening today. So hopefully, you are tuning into this episode to understand how to get a hold of 16% off of lemon, lavender, peppermint, tea tree, and frankincense, plus something extra special. My friends, you're in for a treat. Don't forget to like, share, follow, and subscribe to our podcast. And of course, stick around to the end for our scoop of the day. And while you're here, we invite you to leave us an honest review on Apple Podcasts. It's free, it means the world to us, and it helps this podcast reach more ears. Welcome to the Essential Oil Scoop, where we serve up real talk with real results. Get ready to explore the incredible world of essential oils and how they transform your daily wellness. I'm Vicky Labrilla, and this is my co-host, Sarah Sipos. With over 22 years of collective essential oil knowledge and experience, we are well equipped to bring you the best tips and tricks for all your needs to live life to the fullest. So join us as we dish out the juicy scoop to a healthier, happier you. It's time to elevate your life. Tune in and let's dive deep into the realm of essential oils for a life of vitality and well-being. Should I just like call it what it is? It's a birthday celebration and it's doTERRA Sweet 16, because that's exactly what it is.
Yes, it is doTERRA Sweet 16. And I was looking at when I joined doTERRA, and it will be my 13th year coming up in October, which I was just like, wow, that seems like a really, I feel like I keep saying it's like 11 years, 11 years, 11 years. I think I've been 11 and holding for a couple of years now. So now it's 13 years. But I'm excited. I love the fact that they have doTERRA's birthday is the day before my actual birthday, my like real birthday. So that it always makes me happy because they always do some sort of cool thing around my birthday. And I'm like, we're celebrating both their birthday, my birthday. We're just celebrating.
I agree with you. Why wouldn't you bundle it up? Like, that's an extra special treat for your birthday celebration for sure.
Yeah. So 16 years. So they're giving us 16% off on their core origin oils, which are lemon, lavender, peppermint, tea tree, and frankincense. So those are the five oils that are on sale for today only. They've never done a today only sale, at least not that I've seen
Not that I know of.
Usually it's like while supplies last, but this is a today only. So let's jump into lemon first.
I agree. I love lemon. And today we're just mainly going to highlight the emotions behind these essential oils. You know, that's Sarah and I's wheelhouse. We love discussing the emotions when it comes to that, because I think for her and I, above all else, we love using these oils to tap in and to help heal, you know, some of our past and some of our present to help us life better, right? So lemon, the essential oil of focus. Okay, sign Vicky up right now. I use this oil every single day. And part of the reason is because I need all the help to gather my squirrels in one location. You know, so if on the emotional side, if you have the feelings of being unable to focus, you have mental fatigue, speaking to all y'all parents out there, I'm sure you've struggled a time or two with mental fatigue, a lack of joy or energy. If you have any struggles with learning and comprehension, then this essential oil would be great to help you become more focused, to gain more mental clarity, to be more alert, and to ignite some joy in your life. These citrus oils, like Sarah and I have explained, bring in the component on a chemical level, like the chemical constituents that make up these oils. All the citrus oils are full of joy. I don't know about you, but I would love to vibrate on the frequency of joy all of the time. Sarah's shaking her head like, yes, ma'am. I mean, you can't go wrong putting this in your diffuser. Sarah, I mean, I would love for you to touch on this beautiful oil.
Well, I love that it helps with, dispels the confusion and bestows clarity. Like, I love that. I love the fact that it helps us with clarity and clear thinking. I think a lot of times we get distracted by all of the noise of the world and noise
Yes.
of life. And I love that it helps us get a clear mental focus again, because I know for myself, I have been very distracted over the last, week or two, and it has definitely been something I've reached for a couple of different times. I've reached for a few other oils for that mental clarity, but this is one of the ones I have reached for. So I love that it helps with that. I also love that it restores energy and helps us to drive to complete projects. Like, if you know me at all, you'll know I have a million projects going all at the same time. And this is one, the oil that really does help with that. And so I love to diffuse that or to put it on my temples. I'll dilute and I'll put it into on my temples of my head or the back of my neck, so I can really just have that extra support to really focus in.
I like that idea of putting it on the temples. Honestly, I don't think, Sarah, if I've ever applied lemon there. It's always in my water or in my diffuser or both. But that clarity piece. So like you said, you have a million projects going on. I know you're not alone. I know a lot of our listeners are like, yeah, so do I a lot of the time. And lemon, for me at least, and I don't know, and sorry, squirrels. I don't think I've ever correlated the fact that when I diffuse lemon, I tend to stay on task a little bit longer. You know, like you walk into the kitchen and you see like four things that need to be put away, but you walked into the kitchen to like just wash your hands or grab something to eat. It helps me do that first task to completion. And then I can maybe do one or, like baby steps. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but like I feel like I'm more focused and aligned at the task at hand versus all the other things that I notice visually that needs to be done. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. It's great for ADHD cleaning.
Yeah. Call it what it is. Yes. ADHD cleaning.
And you
Love
all
it.
know what
Yes.
I'm talking about. Like, you go into the laundry room because you're about to put in a load of laundry, but then you realize the sink is dirty. And so you start to clean the sink out, and then you realize that you forgot a load of laundry in the dryer. So now you're pulling that load of laundry into the, and then you go into the bedroom to like dump
yes.
it onto your bed. And then you realize you forgot to make your bed this morning. And so now you're making your bed. And then you're like, oh my gosh, look what time it is. I have to go record a podcast with Vicky. And then you're like, walk into your office and the load of laundry never got started. The sink is still dirty. The bed is kind of not really made. It's just pulled up. The blanket is pulled up so you can put the pile of laundry down. So nothing has actually gotten done in the last 10 minutes, but now you're totally at someplace else. So yep, that happens. I don't know who it happens to, but it happens.
I'm telling you, that is one of the reasons why lemon or lemon eucalyptus actually is in my laundry room, because my laundry room connects to majority of homes. At least in the homes I've lived in, the laundry room connects to or is in the garage. So you step from the garage into the laundry room, then into the house in my home, and it's a dump station. So as soon as you started discussing this about how, ADHD cleaning, I'm like, oh my gosh, yes. And it leads right into, for me at least, the next oil that we want to highlight, which is lavender. Yes, it's communication and calm. But Sarah, I'm going to have you begin to share with our listeners how amazing lavender is on an emotional level.
So lavender's actually come up on an iTobi scan for me for the last couple of scans I've done on myself. And so this is really interesting. It talks about calming insecurities, that when we have to discuss things that are really truly on our hearts and on our minds. And it helps to not hide within and to actually verbally express what's actually in our thoughts or in our hearts. And so in being able to do that in a calm, collected way, where sometimes we have things that need to be discussed and emotions are running high with that discussion, whatever it might be. There could be some, your feelings need to be vocalized. And maybe you have not vocalized those feelings yet because it can bring up other emotions or it can spark conflict. And so this oil really will help you to connect calmly and being able to speak and communicate calmly the things that you need to say and do. And if you're diffusing it in that environment of where conflict could spark, this oil will help to keep everybody involved calm and
tension
collected. Yeah, it really will. It'll just lessen that tension just a little bit. But it encourages that emotional honesty into being honest, into being open, into being opening your heart, your mind. And it's also going to help you to open your heart and mind to other people too, and to stay calm when you might be needing to receive feedback, whether it be feedback that's good, or maybe it's not so great feedback that you need to still receive so that things can progress and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I love lavender. I love lavender. I've used lavender, I think, was one of the first lavender and citrus bliss. I used those together when I was trying to like get good sleep at the very beginning when I first discovered essential oils. So I know that I have loved lavender since the very beginning of my journey. So I really love that it's part of this birthday celebration combination.
Well, I love that it's part of the origin oils that doTERRA began with. 16 years ago, doTERRA was born. And 16 years ago, we fell into an economic decline, 2008, right? And so it was very hard to source and get everything you need to create a company like this, this legacy company we are a part of. And lavender, as beautiful as it is, I love the fact that today we're highlighting it. And Sarah, you did such a beautiful way of expressing truly what lavender can do. And so for my visual people, what helped me remember what lavender can do, because it is a Swiss Army knife of oils, okay? Like, you look up lavender, what it can do physically for us, help support us. Oh my gosh, it is a never-ending list. Like, please have this in your arsenal for any time you need it. However, Sarah, you did such a good job, but for my visual learners, I want you to picture a traffic jam, like traffic within between your heart and your mouth. Sometimes it's clogged, right? Traffic, you go slow, it moves slow. You're trying to weave in and out. Think of it as lavender. When you apply it topically, when you diffuse it in the air around you, okay, your office diffuser, your living room diffuser, wherever, it is going to break up that congestion, that emotional congestion, that traffic jam between your heart and your mouth, so you are able to more freely speak what is on your heart. It is able to come out more clear, more concise, and it's not going to be dimmed down by any of the what ifs of what people may think. Speaking from your heart can be very difficult for some people and in some situations. But when you invite lavender into that space, it comes out so much clearer. And I'm telling you, because I've used this oil for many, many years, and I know Sarah can attest to it as well, it helps every single time. And there's been moments where I've had to have hard conversations with people, difficult emotional conversations. And without the support of lavender, I know for a fact the conversation wouldn't have gone as well as it did. Whether it's 20 minutes after, whether it's a day after reflection and time, I know for a fact more was said that was needed in the right way because I had the ally of lavender, the oil of communication and calm. So I'm so grateful for it. And girl, we get for 16% off today. Yes, ma'am.
And then we've got peppermint. I mean, that brings us into peppermint. Like,
yeah.
Peppermint, I love using the three of them together, obviously, for seasonal stuff. And we've talked about that on previous podcasts. But peppermint brings joy and buoyancy to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it really helps, you know, in a lot of cases, we tend to use peppermint when we're going through some sort of in the moment crisis. It's one of those oils that can really just help you to push through the moment. It's not one that you want to lean on heavily long term.
No.
It's definitely an in the moment, pick me up, get me out of whatever trials. It gives a like a short reprieve of like, okay, you need a breather. You need to let your heart just like breathe for a minute and take a little bit of time going through some rough emotional stuff. This is definitely, peppermint is definitely the oil that you want to use for that short spurts of gaining back some strength, maybe gaining back some support. Maybe you've just feel like you've been through the ringer for a few days or weeks or whatever, and you just need a little pick me up, just something to like get your heart through some discouragement or some despair, and you just need to get through that to re up your levels of energy and just to get you back to where you need to be. And this is a great oil to help you go through that journey and that catharsis that you might be in at the moment, and it'll help you just to get to that next level. It's kind of like, you know how like a lot of oils kind of sit on top of the water and they kind of just float on top of the water. Sometimes when we feel like we're drowning with life, we need to be pushed back up to just float on water for a little bit so we can like breathe, not feel like we're drowning again before we can jump right back into that water and go into the depths of what we need to be working through.
Beautifully said. Again, yes, when you are feeling in despair, extremely sad, it is really hard and heavy on your heart. I think of, I don't know about you, Sarah, but I get really hot in cars. Like I need to be driving or in the front seat first because I have motion sickness, but because I need the air, I need those vents blowing in my face. So like for me, one of the ways that I remembered what peppermint could do for me and for others is it's like opening up that window or turning on those vents when you feel like you're suffocating in that hot car. When it's hot, you feel constricted. It's just like, oh my gosh, I need that air. Just like you were saying, when you need to float again, peppermint will help you rise to the top in that moment. That's what peppermint does for me. It cracks that window and just allows me to breathe lighter. It gives me that moment that I need, that moment of clarity and support and optimism and that strength and that emotional moment of support that is so desperately needed. And like Sarah mentioned a little bit earlier, you don't want to rely on peppermint every single day of your life. That would be misusing peppermint and its support for you. We do need to work on things that are heavy and hard because that's how we grow and that's how we evolve. But in those moments where you do need that support, y'all, I'm telling you, peppermint is amazing. Absolutely amazing. I've personally used it the past week about three times when I've needed that moment of, okay, I know I got this, but I really need a little extra TLC in the moment. You better believe I huffed the heck out of it. Or I put one or two drops in my diffuser and I was good to go. So I love peppermint like you do, Sarah. It's such a powerful emotional supporter. Again, my friends, it's the essential oil of a buoyant heart. Who doesn't want that? Yeah, beautiful. Yeah.
I love diffusing it and using it on my, again, temples, back of my neck. You know, anytime I'm feeling a little overly stressed, that's where I like to put it. So that's what I like to use it for. But let's jump into tea tree next.
Yes. Tea tree is the essential oil of energetic boundaries. And again, I'm going to give you a visual. Think of tea tree like On Guard. Okay. The two go together in this instant. When you know you're going to be needing to put yourself in a situation or around people that may not have your best interests at heart, think of this as armor that you are putting on energetically. It's an energetic barrier, energetic shield around you. So you are not gathering any of their negative energy. you are protecting your own. So I briefly wanted to give you that visual because that's exactly how I treat tea tree for my emotions, you know. So if you are in a codependent relationship, you have poor boundaries, or you are easily swayed in conversation, or you are in an emotional toxic relationship conversation, y'all, tea tree is your jam. Tea tree is your ally to put up those shields. Sarah, what do you have to say about tea tree?
I love tea tree because this one helps to make sure that, I don't know, not taken advantage of. Sometimes people like to take advantage of our time, our talents, our generosity. And this one kind of helps you to discern between who's trying to take advantage of those precious resources from you, and allows you to just kind of be like, oh, hey, wait a minute. I don't think I want that person hanging around with me. And I want to stand up for myself and say, hey, no more. I'm not going to allow you to take advantage of me in that way anymore. And it helps you to have that a little bit of a stronger backbone of standing up for yourself and your values and saying, hey, I'm worth more, or I'm not going to allow this to take place anymore, or just cut that toxic relationship or that toxic communication out of your life. Mm-hmm. And so it gives you that like support, and it's great for like also just cleansing toxic debris in your life, like some of that emotional energy that's old. Mm-hmm. And we just need to clear out some of that old negative energy that's surrounding us. Mm-hmm. Maybe we have a negativity around a relationship, or maybe we have negativity around things, specific items, or something around our house, or even just emotions that don't serve us any longer, that we can help to declutter and detoxify out of our life.
The stagnant energy, right? In the house on things. Absolutely. I completely agree with you. I put it on the bottoms of my feet actually today. I've suited up with tea tree and some On Guard, because I'm going to be doing some stuff that requires to support my space and my energy. And I'm so like, Sarah, I'm so freaking grateful. I am so grateful for these oils and what they have been able to do in my life. And I'm curious with our listeners, and you know, when you stumble upon this episode, comment below, like, out of these oils that we're talking about today, which one do you lean on most for your emotions? I'm so curious. I love to learn how you're using it and what it does for you, because I know it's not just Sarah and I. There are hundreds of thousands of heartbeats around the world that use these oils and use them to help their immune systems and their emotional well-being. I love it. So Sarah, I don't know what else to say about tea tree. So I think we should move on to the king of oils and talk about frankincense. Go on, my friend. I'll piggyback off of you.
I love frankincense because it is the oil of truth. And I love that this really helps us to pull back the scales of darkness and see what is real. I think we get a lot of distractions, a lot of things coming at us in life, and sometimes we don't always know what's true, what's a half truth, what's been morphed into something. You know, it started off as being truth, and then it's kind of morphed into like the grayer areas, and it becomes muddled and muddied up, I guess you could say. And I love that frankincense helps us to pull that back, kind of pull back the curtain and see what really is truly going on in life. And it allows us to have that perspective of light and truth. And I love that about frankincense. The other thing that I think is amazing is that frankincense helps with creating a healthy attachment to one's mother. And this could be your actual biological father, this could be a stepfather, or this could be even your heavenly father, and creating a connection. And sometimes those connections can be distorted through life and through negative experiences. And this will help us to feel that divine love. So even if someone has a poor relationship with their father figure in their life, the man who raised them or the biological father or whatever, this will help you to realize that you have a divine heavenly father who loves you, and it will allow you to feel that love so you don't feel abandoned or forgotten or just left behind. You feel that divine love that comes from that heavenly father. So I love that it's like a two-parter, right? Like it helps us to like see what's real, and then also helps us to connect to a divine love that loves us so much more deeply than we can ever imagine. And so I just love that. And I love that it shields us from negative influences. Again, kind of going back to that, it's a great pairing with tea tree, and it shields us from that. And then mixing that with En Garde, of course, is amazing. And Tara Field is another great one. When you're around people who maybe have weakened your boundaries, or they have weak boundaries, or they try to gain control of your boundaries, these are all great oils to be using. I absolutely love that frankincense is the oil of light and truth, and just helps to bring about that truth and opens up that light again for us.
Amen. I really don't know what else to say. I don't know. This episode specifically, what's coming out of your mouth is so incredibly genuine, but it's like poetic in a sense, because especially with frankincense, and I know we're ending the episode shortly here, but on the frankincense note, I take frankincense internally every single day under my tongue. I feel very honored and blessed to be able to have this beautiful, precious oil, for one. The main reason I put it under my tongue is because I want to deepen my connection with my Heavenly Father. I want to, for my visual learners here, I want to put on those glasses that help me see clearly. Just like I wear sunglasses every single day while I'm driving, this is like me putting on my shades to protect myself and to allow myself to see the truth. I absolutely love what it does for me. I love what it does for my husband. I love what it does for my two dogs. You know, like, I don't know, Sarah, you just said it so eloquently. The spiritual darkness is real, in my opinion, and this helps me stay focused and aligned to the truths. The emotional warfare that goes on every single day and goes on every single day with me, because I'm not going to lie, I'm not perfect. I'm pretty sure y'all knew that already. But beautiful frankincense comes in, and it has been such a big supporter for my emotional healing. Probably, you know what? I think it is the biggest ally I have in my essential oil collection for my wellness that I use every single day without fail, sometimes multiple times a day. I don't know where my emotional, I don't know where my emotions would be without it. So if you are feeling misaligned spiritually, there's a lot of darkness, or you're distant from your father, like Sarah mentioned, any father that you want to put into that, if you're feeling abandoned, then this oil is going to be for you. Period. The positive property is that this is going to help ignite within you is to feel loved and protected. You're going to have more clarity. You're going to be more spiritually open. All of that is something I want for each and every one of our listeners. And it's an amplifier oil as well. So when you pair frankincense with any of the other oils, it's going to help its properties do more for you. So y'all, these are the origin oils that doTERRA has so graciously offered at 16% off today. So when you're hearing it, yes, April 25th, 2024, you get to use this 16% off. Limit 5 for every single oil. And they also have a website, doTERRA Marketplace. And everything on Marketplace, when you check out, is 16% off today. It's doTERRA's way of saying, let's celebrate 16 years of the gift of the earth. Because that's what doTERRA is, the gift of the earth. My friends, I love you all. Sarah, any last words?
I would just like to say that, like, if you haven't already jumped on this, or I mean, 16% off of frankincense is a big deal, I think. Like, yes. It's a big deal on all the oils, but it's really a big deal on frankincense, because frankincense tends to be a little bit pricier than other oil than the other oils, but such a great deal. We'll make sure that we have a link in the description below, so that if you have not partaken of this, that you can jump on and get these oils and a few other goodies for free with a Silver Club code that we'll give you at the end as well. So I hope you all enjoy this and celebrate these beautiful 16 years, and who knows how many more to come for all of us.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Essential Oil Scoop. If you've enjoyed today's scoop on essential oils and want to stay updated with our latest episodes, exclusive content, and special offers, be sure to follow us and opt into our exclusive newsletter. Just head on over to our website, theessentialoilscoop.com/newsletter, and opt in today. For more wellness tips and monthly inspiration, connect with us on social media. Follow us on Facebook and YouTube, The Essential Oil Scoop Podcast. And please feel free to share and tag us on all of your essential oil adventures using the hashtag The Essential Oil Scoop. Remember, your wellness journey is our priority. We are here to help and support you every step of the way. Thanks again for being part of our essential oil family. Until next time.